It is time for sports. That means it's time for Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this Friday morning?
Tired.
All right. Well, I want to start off sports with an absolutely absurd story. And I don't know if you saw it or not or heard about it or not. But at the Pro Bowl gathering and I think it's where is it they have it now? I think it's in Florida.
I think they have it in downtown Lansing, Michigan.
It's the Pro Bowl. And New York Jets safety Jamal Adams said he was only joking around. He made a flying tackle on the mascot of the New England Patriots, destroying it.
That's pretty funny. I think that's funny.
That is.
The mascot was a stationary object that wasn't a human?
Yeah.
So what? That's fun. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
He said he apologized later, saying he just got out of hand. He was just trying to have some fun, and he didn't really mean to destroy it.
So what? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I just want to say it's one of the absurd sports stories to break things up, to take us away from all the other garbage that goes on with sports.
I mean, if he would have said something like, you know, they beat us so much, I just had to do it. It's funny. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, he didn't say that, but it looks. If Google the video clips, it's pretty funny. You can see after he did it, he felt a little embarrassed.
He what?
You can see after he did it, he felt just a tad embarrassed that he destroyed it so bad. But I hate the Patriots mascot, anyways. I hate that mascot. But then again, that's just me.
That's just, you know, jealousy.
You're absolutely right.
That's all it is.
All right, so now.
Everybody hates the team that's the best, and they've been the best for a long time.
All right, now, let's see. Where do you want to go in sports?
Tonight, the Knicks play the Nets. I hope the Nets beat them by 30.
That might happen.
Show the disparity between the two teams.
All right. Weird story number two. New York Yankees Adam Ottaviani. Adam Ottaviani.
What's he sell? Pretzels?
He's a Yankee.
Yeah, does he sell pretzels?
He's 33 years old. He's a
33.
He's a reliever. And he's chosen to wear the number zero.
Well, he should. Because that's about how many people know who he is.
And that's about how many innings he'll get in that bullpen as well.
Nah, he'll pitch. They'll break down. It won't work.
So.
Adam Ottaviani.
I probably...
I'm not saying you're saying it wrong. I've never heard of him.
No, it's Ottaviani.
Still never heard of him.
I want to hear Sterling's call when he does something.
Oh, God. That guy's embarrassing.
All right.
Still nothing going on with Harper and Machado.
Nope.
I'm glad to see the teams finally came to their senses and don't want to give these bums the money they're asking for.
Somebody wrote a long, humorous article, I forget where it was, yesterday, on how the Yankees will sign them both at the last minute.
I could only hope. That would be like, not only did the Titanic hit an iceberg, it also got torpedoed.
It's going to be interesting to see who they sign with. I don't think it's going to be the Yankees.
Well, Machado's crying because the only team that's showing interest in him is the White Sox.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really want to go there. So, and it just shows you that the Dodgers were so close to winning the World Series last year, and they have Machado in camp, and they don't even attempt to sign him. That just says it all, doesn't it? I mean, if he was a vital part of your club to get to the World Series and try to win it, you would think you'd want that guy around. The Dodgers don't want him. That says a lot. But people don't want to say that. They just want to say, "Oh, he's so good, and he should get them." Yeah, okay, he should get a ticket to Japan.
Give me a ticket for an airplane.
There you go. Hey, the sports writers got it right last night.
What'd they do?
They gave Justify Horse of the Year. How could he be denied Horse of the Year?
Yeah.
That the other horse should not even be in the same sentence as Justify. And that just shows you how in the now people are. For years and years and years, they're crying that they don't have a Triple Crown winner, and along comes American Pharoah and wins, and he's the greatest horse since Gossamer's Wings. And then 3 years later, you have another horse who's done something that no horse has ever done in the history of racing, going from an unrun maiden in February to a Triple Crown winner in June, which is unheard of, breaks every rule of racing, Apollos and everything else. Oh, you know, he really shouldn't win. Are you out of your mind? So I was watching a little bit last night, and the people that attend these Eclipse Awards are the driest, most dead people that you ever want to meet. The people that were on the dais were making some jokes, and you hear utter silence from the crowd. Oh, my God, these people need to get a life. But I was really glad to see that Justify won both three-year-old and Horse of the Year because he absolutely, positively deserved it.
Might be the Horse of the Century.
Well, I don't know about Horse of the Century, but it's arguably a case because no horse has ever done what he did before. Put it this way. If Justify wore Yankee pinstripes, he'd be the best horse to ever touch the earth. But, you know, it's the way it goes. It's the way that the ignorance in racing is prevalent today. And it's all because of the riders. Ask the fans. They'll tell you. They would tell you who's the greatest horse this year, and absolutely is Justified.
All right. So now you've got some horses to talk about for this weekend.
Yeah. We're going down the Gulf Stream where it rained late yesterday, so should dry up by tomorrow. I don't see why it shouldn't unless they get more rain down there. Quite a few stakes races, but I'm just going to focus on the two big ones of the day, the two Pegasus races. The 11th race, which is post time at 4:51, which probably means it'll go somewhere off around somewhere at 5 o'clock at Gulfstream, is the Mile and 3/16 Pegasus World Cup Invitational, where they're running for 7 million bananas. A nice field drawn in here. Three horses I'm looking at. One is the four horse coming from Japan. Anytime these Japanese horses ship to the United States, I show interest in them. There's no drugs in Japan, so these horses are coming over pure. And if you can run with no drugs, all the power to you. This is a five-year-old mare running against boys. I've seen a couple of horses from Japan, fillies, come over and run big. I'm definitely going to use this horse in my number. But there's two horses in this race that had a little bit of a rivalry going back into 2017, and one came on top more than the other. That's Yoshida and Bricks and Mortar. Yoshida's another horse coming from Japan way back. This horse is a grandson of Sunday Silence, who I think is the greatest turf sire ever. This horse won both on dirt and turf last year. This horse is going to give a very good account of himself, working good on the deep Payson Park track. 5-2 morning line is going to be a little tough to swallow. Don't know what the prices are going to go here because there's some good horses, so you're going to have to pay attention to the odds here. But the other horse is the 7 horse, Bricks and Mortar. Bricks and Mortar looked tremendous coming out as a three-year-old in 2017. Won the first 5 races and then ran a third in the Hill Prince and didn't hear from the horse again for 15 months. Off a 15-month layoff, beat a field of 10 in an optional 75,000 claimer at Gulfstream late in December, and this horse is working out tremendously at Palmetto. So I'm expecting a ding-dong battle between Yoshida and Bricks and Mortar like they had a few years back. In what should be a very entertaining race. So don't know who I'm going to put on top yet. It all depends on the price. But I like the 2 Yoshida, the 4 Aero Lith, which is the Japanese horse, and the 7 Bricks and Mortar. That's the 11th at Gulfstream tomorrow. The 12th is the Pegasus Invitational, 9 million, a mile and an eighth on the turf. One of the horses that was up for Horse of the Year, Accelerate, is 9-5 morning line. I don't like this horse. I wouldn't touch this horse with a 10-foot pole. Working out good at Santa Anita, ships down to Gulfstream Park, never been over the track. Going to be heavily bet. And this horse, I can't touch it. Two horses I like. One is the four horse, Seeking the Soul, trained by Dallas Stewart. This horse ran a little bit of a troubled third in the Clark at the end of November. Dallas Stewart has his horses ready for big races all the time, and Seeking the Soul is definitely ready. The last three works at Fairgrounds, which is a heavy track, shows this horse is ready for sure. On the 5th of January, went 59-3. The 12th of January, a bullet work going five furlongs at a minute flat, and comes right back on the 19th with another five furlong rate work out of 59-4. So Seeking the Soul is tight and is 12-1, and should be every bit of 12-1 when they go off, and this horse will definitely make your number. My top pick is going to be the 8 Gunavera, a horse for course, nine starts, eight times in the money with four wins. Just moved too late or would have beaten Accelerate in the Breeders' Cup Classic. This horse runs his race every single time, finally gets the home court advantage. It's coming off two nice works at Gulfstream Park West, also known as Calder, which is a deep training surface. This horse is coming in all guns a-blazing. If you get anywhere near the 8-1 price on Gunavera, don't leave the window. Just have the guy keep punching tickets. My top pick in here is going to be the 8 Gunavera. I'm going to use, as I said, the 4 Seeking the Soul in my exacta. And I'm going to use the 10 Audible to round out my try. Todd Pletcher's horse, Flavian Pratt, comes in to ride at 10-1. To me, that's a must-use in here. And if you look back in the Kentucky Derby, this horse ran third against the Horse of the Year, beaten by two lengths. So if Justify was in this race, he'd be 1-9. So I'm definitely going to use Audible at 10-1. So an 8, 4, 10 exacta and tri-box is going to be my play tomorrow in the Pegasus.